This is a CKTZ update. The Gorge Harbor Marina Resort, located in Whaletown on Cortez Island, is an important hub for the island's residents, providing many amenities locals rely on, including a grocery store and laundromat. It's also an important place for liveaboards or those who live on boats. Resort manager Bill Dugan describes how the marina provides for liveaboards and why this is so important to the island.
So this year, we've got 14 boats on the dock with people living on them. Most of those cases are 1 to 2 people maximum. I have no families down there this year, though I have had families in the past, but just not this year. Is that an increase from last year? It's probably pretty similar to last year's numbers, though the demand has been greater than the space that I have available for sure.
So you've had 14 boats right now.
Well, 14 that have liveaboards on them. I think there's a total of about 26 boats on the dock.
Oh, okay.
But I only have so much space, you know, that is safe space.
Safe space.
Yeah, safe space, meaning you're not going to get beat up by the waves. Like, I can't put the liveaboards in a tie-up spot where they're going to be exposed to a lot of wind and waves. So I put them on the inside fingers. So I don't usually use the outside fingers very often at all, unless I get larger vessels.
So 14 liveaboards is about as many as you can handle, but there's been demand for more than that. Like, you have to turn people away.
Yeah, definitely. I think this year I turned away 4 liveaboards, and I've already got 3 new liveaboards who have put their names into the pot for next year if a spot opens up. But every year we get new people. Some people move along. Some people, you know, move to a different area, and new ones come up. There's not a lot of places that will allow liveaboards further south of us for sure. So every year we always get new ones in. So,
but I guess you're also dealing with, in the gorge, there's all sorts of people that are anchored.
That is right. It's completely legal to come into the harbor here, even if you don't live here, drop a mooring and put your boat on it and not have to worry about it.
Indefinitely. Yeah.
Correct.
It's working out for you guys. Like, it's okay to have the liveaboards, and obviously, you're happy to put a dent in the demand for housing on the island.
Yeah, it definitely helps. It's just another facet, I guess, of like the business. It allows people a comfortable place to live. The docks are safe. They always have 24/7 power with the generator on the property for backup. They've got the store right here. They've got, you know, green space to walk around in. They got a restaurant to go out and eat, and they have the showers and like the laundromat. So they are pretty set up pretty nicely to be on the docks here or just anchored out. It works out pretty good for them, and it works out pretty good to us. We do have issues, but it's no different than, you know, any other business having issues. There's always things that going on, but what we do find is most people are greatly appreciative to have a place just to tie up their boat and have a place to live. So generally issues are minimal.
Yeah, for sure. And it's pretty affordable too. What do you charge?
It's $6 a foot. So say a 40-foot boat, you're looking at $240 a month for the boat and then your power. And then there is a liveaboard fee. And the liveaboard fee is just for people that are, of course, living on their boats. But that gives them access to the bathrooms 24/7 and to the hot tub, gives them a parking spot and a place to throw out their garbage and all of that. So
the $240 or the $6 a foot doesn't include the liveaboard fee.
Yeah, that's about $100. And then your power is about $50. So for a 40-foot boat, for instance, you would be looking at around $400 and $420 a month.
That's great.
Most liveaboard vessels are about 30 to 35 feet that we have on our dock. So
that's good. And do you have a pump-out place for people?
We don't have a pump-out. It's probably the bigger issue. There's no way, you know, for me to know if people are emptying directly into the harbor. There is a few people who I know that use the heads on their boat and they do go out and empty their tanks. But to be honest with you, we don't know what everyone else does. And it is an issue that we have been touching on more and more over the last couple of years as we do have more and more people living on the docks, is the sewage issue. So We don't know what people are putting into it, but we want to make sure that they're not. We haven't really figured out a way to do that yet.
Right, because the Gorge Harbor is a no discharge zone, isn't it?
It's a no discharge zone, and it is, from what I've been told, the largest seafood producing harbor on the west coast of Canada. And so, you know, you've got $70,000 to $80,000 a week in seafood going out of this harbor, plus all the jobs that come along with that. They do test regularly around the Bee Islets. And I think over the years, I've only ever heard of one or maybe two tests that tested positive for fecal coliform. And that's over about 10 years. So
I guess the other thing is just insurance. There seems to be some insurance new rules around that coming down the pipe. Is that true? I understand that people are going to have their vessels regularly surveyed for insurance purposes. And how does that play out? Do you know much about that?
I haven't heard of any rules that are mandatory, any rules like that, whether like there are some marinas, for instance, that won't even let you on their docks unless you can prove that you have insurance on your boat. But they are the minority. But every insurance company wants you to be asking every boater who comes onto the dock that like question. But there are no rules. So,
but you're not going to do that.
I personally try to stay away from all of those rules unless they're mandatory. So yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. That's good for the liveaboards.
So insurance on my boat, for instance, cost me $1,600 a year. To get it surveyed cost me $1,000. You know, so basically insurance companies or, you know, private marinas are probably trying to say, well, we'll allow liveaboards if they're liveaboards that we like or we want on our dock. So rules like that are just there to keep away the people that they don't want on their docks. That's what rules like that are for.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.